The scene takes place in a cave with scarcely any daylight. Narcissus, seated, contemplates the agony of the wretched slave on whom the sorceress has experimented with the poison intended to free Nero from Britannicus. Locust, standing at his side, old and haggard, points to her suffering victim and shows off her deadly poison bottle to Narcissus. The dramatic intensity is emphasized by the light guiding the eye and illuminating the arched body of the slave and his face, his eyes rolling into the back of the head. The artist was inspired by the subject of Locust during a performance of Racine's Britannicus, when he heard these words spoken by Narcissus to Nero. "My lord, I have arranged everything. For a death so just, the poison is ready. The famous Locust has redoubled her unofficial tasks for me. She brought about the death of a slave before my eyes, and the blade is less quick to cut off a life than the new poison that her hand entrusts to me." Revealed at the Salon of 1824, the painting received enthusiastic praise. The expressive nature of the scene, the simple, well-conceived composition, the energetic execution, and the appropriateness of the poses were all highlighted. The young artist, who trained in Nîmes with Monrose and then in Paris from 1817 with Guérin, had already attracted attention with his exhibition of La Courtisane at the Salon of 1822, which was purchased by the Louvre. The quality of this early submission put him alongside Delacroix as a promising romantic painter. A great artist is born to France. This is how Thiers greeted the submission of Cigalon's Locuste at the Salon in 1824. Building on that success, the painting was bought by the banker Lafitte and then exchanged for another painting by Cigalon, as Lafitte's wife was unable to bear the cruelty of the painting. The artist approached his hometown with a request to buy it. The purchase was concluded in 1829. The museum also has the preparatory study for this work.